Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome. Put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Another day in the life of Ojibwe people. Today we're going to talk about something that has been given not only to this tribe but many others, and not only the Indian people, but in a lot of places around the world, that these are given, we call them madudu, and that pretty much means like a sweat lodge. And we're going to talk about some of the significance of a sweat lodge today. You know, there's misconceptions about it, of what you can and cannot do about it or with it. Again, these to me are beings, you know, they're alive to me. And, you know, not too long ago, there was an incident where somebody had come along and they had taken this same concept, the same idea, and were putting through, you know, hundreds of people in one sweat lodge at a time and charging money for it. I'm not going to go into anything else that happened, but it wasn't good. And that's one thing that I do not do, is I don't go out and buy these beings. I don't charge for them. What happens is that if there's any kind of gift, whether it be monetary or anything else, I accept it graciously as an acceptance of what they're trying to do and accomplish for themselves. It's not a matter of the monetary or the money thing for me. It's how you are accepting what's happening into your own life and turning that around to help yourself. That is the real key for me, is to turn around and to help yourself. Kind of like that concept, like if you don't love yourself, how can you help others? And that's basically what I like to do with anything like that, is I want to make sure that you're not only receiving the help, but you're helping yourself. Sometimes we go into some of these things and we going in wholeheartedly thinking, you know, we're going to go and help and save the world. But in reality, to me, you're helping and saving yourself. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, those types of things. And it's a great, great, I don't like to use the word tool, but for lack of a better word for it, but it's something that's great in addition to your life. like I said before, with pipes, drums, any of these things, they have a place. And they're there to help lift your spirit and your mind into a more spiritual type of knowing. And so the Sweat Lodge is based on these simple principles that in the shape of a mother's belly, a womb, so to speak, is what you're doing is when you go on into a sweat lodge, and when you go on in, you're going around in a clock, and I've never known them to go counterclockwise, but it's always a clockwise circle inside the sweat lodge, and then you come out and it's basically that you're reborn. You're being reborn back into the world again. And there's other things that are there that are put in place. You got fire, you got a pipe, you got food, and you got gifts. And then, of course, you bring yourself. So, in essential, you know, you got everything there for life, to help bring life into this world. You know, if you really look at that, you know, and you go to where, when a baby is born, you go into the hospital, you got food for the child, you got gifts for the child, you know, and you got love, you got that spark, you got that flame, and of course you got the mother, who was just big in the belly with child in the shape of a sweat lodge. You got all those same essential things as birth when you go to a sweat lodge. A lot of prayers are said. Self-help, help for others. And, you know, like I said before, when you do the self-help, of course, you know, you can give more of yourself once you've accepted that part of you that you turn to and that you love. You know, you look in the mirror and you feel good about who that person is. You know, you've done some things to help others. You feel good about that. You've done things to help the community. You feel good about that. All of these things are now coming full circle. And that's also the other thing about a sweat lodge. It's a circle also. So you're again still in the sacred hoop. And giving yourself as an equal to everything else, you start to have a reverence for everything else. And that's the beauty of being in the circle. You're an equal to everything. I don't care if it's an insect all the way to a giant whale or a giant elephant. You still have that respect for all life coming around you. You know, speaking of insects, you know, I just ran across this one little tidbit of information, is that if all there was no insects in the world and they all vanished and they were all gone, life would only last about 50 years on this planet. And we'd die out too. But if we were gone and taken out of the equation, life would flourish. So think about that once in a while. Anyway, those are some of the good things that come out of a sweat lodge. And you know, if you get a chance to, you know, maybe just be observant, to go and be an observer, but be respectful. Don't ever forget to be respectful. And, you know, thanks for tuning on in. Thanks for listening, and be back again next week. Once again, this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, and yeah, Bizendawi Yek. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.